Loops are emerging as one of the biggest unlocks in AI-powered software development. Essentially, a loop is a way to allow your artificial intelligence coding agent to work completely autonomously towards a specified goal. The key benefit here is that it removes the need for constant human oversight, allowing the agent to progress much more quickly. To make this work, you fundamentally need two things: a trigger and a measurable goal. A trigger might be as simple as manually telling the agent to start or setting a schedule, but powerful loops can also kick off based on an action, like opening a pull request. The goal itself can be either verifiable something concrete, like achieving 100% test coverage, or it can use an advanced concept called LLM as judge, meaning the AI determines when it has reached satisfaction, such as when refactoring is complete enough. The concepts are powerful, but the practical applications are what's revolutionary. We saw examples of a sub-50 millisecond page load loop, where the agent continuously optimizes CODOS an entire application until every single page meets a measurable speed goal. Another example was an overnight documentation sweep, using the LLM as judge to ensure that all documentation is fully updated and reflects every change made in the codebase. And perhaps one of the most sophisticated is the architecture satisfaction loop, which tells the AI to keep refactoring the code until it determines that the system's architecture is perfectly clean and simple. Moving from this high level of autonomous development, those who want to truly build these complex systems need a deep understanding of what happens under the hood. And for serious security work, mastering C++ remains incredibly critical. C++ isn't just another language. It forces you to think about code not as abstract instructions, but as sequences of memory operations, which is exactly how operating systems and hardware actually function. The best way to learn this language is not by going through traditional textbooks, but by building complex projects from the start. To achieve that deep understanding, starting with basics like pointers and memory management using resources like LearnCPP is a good foundation, but the payoff comes when you move to real-world applications. Your goal should be to build things that force you to interact directly with system processes. We're talking about building a port scanner, which teaches you how your code handles network connections at a deep level. Following that, building a keylogger for yourself is another huge learning curve, because it forces you to understand OS hooks and how the operating system handles low-level input events. Finally, an advanced project like writing a basic shellcode injector in a controlled lab environment brings together all these concepts: memory pointers, system calls, and network activity in one massive learning experience. Ultimately, C++ is not just a course. It's the underlying knowledge that makes every other security skill you learn or web exploitation or Python scripting more powerful, because you understand what happens when your code leaves the comfortable world of high-level abstraction and runs directly on hardware.